This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. military has launched another wave of missiles against Houthi-controlled sites in Yemen, marking the fourth time in days it has directly targeted the group. Despite a large-scale operation carried out by U.S. and British warships and warplanes Friday that hit more than 60 targets across Yemen, the Houthis have continued their harassment campaign of commercial and military ships. The U.S. government on Wednesday returned the Yemen-based Houthi rebels to a list of terrorist groups in the latest attempt by Washington to stem attacks on international shipping, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
For the past several weeks, the United States, with allies and partners around the world, has made clear that there must be consequences for those attacks. And today's designation follows on our military action last week to hold the Houthis accountable for their actions.
A spokesman for Qatar's foreign ministry says a shipment of medicine for dozens of hostages held by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas reached the Gaza Strip on Wednesday. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
The medicine arrived in Gaza on Wednesday as part of a deal mediated by France and Qatar. For every box that arrives where a hostage, 1,000 boxes will arrive to Palestinians in Gaza. UN Humanitarian Coordinator Sigrid Kaa.
I'm here because of a mandate of the Security Council to see how we can facilitate, accelerate, and expedite all areas of the assistance that is so much needed for civilians in Gaza, given the very acute humanitarian conditions that they have to live with.
This deal was the first agreement between Israel and Hamas since a truce in late November that freed dozens of captives, mostly women and children. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
This is VOA News, online at voanews.com. The UN's Children's Fund says 10 countries in Eastern and Southern Africa have active cholera outbreaks, with Zambia and Zimbabwe experiencing a large rise in cases since the Christmas and New Year's holidays. Columbus Mavhunga reports from Harare.
In Zimbabwe, shortages of purified water are forcing residents to depend on open sources. That, along with uncollected refuse and running sewage, are being blamed for the waterborne disease. UNICEF fears that if the outbreaks are not brought under control, it will mean schools closing, as in the case in Zambia, and children losing out on learning. Columbus Mavhunga, VOA News, Harare.
The United States, South Korea, and Japan conducted combined naval exercises involving an American aircraft carrier in their latest show of strength against nuclear-armed North Korea. The three allies' senior diplomats were to meet in Seoul to discuss the deepening standoff with Pyongyang. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was threatened with removal from his New York defamation trial after ignoring warnings to stay quiet during testimony from the woman he was found guilty of sexually abusing in the first trial. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
E. Jean Carroll's lawyer told the judge Trump could be heard loudly grumbling and saying things like she got her memory back, while Carroll was on the witness stand testifying that the former president ruined her reputation by calling her a liar. Judge Kaplan told Trump, I hope I don't have to consider excluding you from the trial. Trump shot back, I would love it. With the judge replying, you just can't control yourself, and Trump muttering, you can't either. Carroll already won $5 million in the first trial when Trump was found guilty of sex abuse and defamation. Trump denies he raped her in 1996, which she disclosed in her 2019 book. Julie Walker, New York.
Britain's King Charles III is scheduled to have a corrective procedure for his prostate, and the Princess of Wales is in the hospital after undergoing a planned surgery, AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Kensington Palace has said the Princess of Wales has been hospitalised after having a planned abdominal operation. The palace said she'll remain at the private London clinic for up to 2 weeks and is expected to return to public duties after Easter. The palace didn't offer further details, but confirmed that her condition was non-cancerous. Moments after news of Kate's hospitalisation was released, Buckingham Palace revealed that King Charles III would undergo a corrective procedure next week. Karen Chamas, London.
And I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.